The third day of the blessed month of Beremhat, the departure of the Holy Father Pope Cosmas, the 58th Patriarch of Alexandria. On this day in the year 932 AD, the Holy Father Pope Cosmas III, the 58th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. He excelled in studying the Holy Scriptures and the church subjects from a young age, and he was unanimously chosen for the patriarchate as a successor to Pope Gabriel I. He was consecrated in Alexandria on the fourth day of Beremhat in the year 920 AD. Pope Cosmas presided over the church, tending to his people with purity and chastity. Pope Cosmas cared for the poor and the needy, and taught the people and built churches and consecrated bishops for the dioceses that were vacant of bishops, and among these were Abba Peter, Metropolitan for Ethiopia. In the days of Pope Cosmas, some troubles befell Egypt. The Fatimids conquered the country, which caused a famine, which caused looting and killing. The Pope did not find any means to help his people except by prayer, fasting, and visiting his flock to comfort them. Because of the weakness of the Pope's body from his ascetic life and the sadness that afflicted him, he departed in peace. He remained on the apostolic throne for about 12 years. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day was the martyrdom of Saint Porphyry, in the days of Emperor Diocletian. This saint was one of the wealthy people of Banias and the most charitable and caring for the poor and the needy and visiting the prisoners. When persecutions were incited against the Christians and attempts being made to force Christians to worship the idols, this saint, Porphyry, heard of the passing by of the prince, and he stood in front of his house and shouted into the face of the prince, "I am a Christian! I am a Christian!" And the prince tried to dissuade him from his confession of faith, but the saint refused. He ordered that Porphyry be beheaded, and thus he received the crown of martyrdom. The people of his hometown took his body and shrouded him with expensive shrouds and buried him with great veneration. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also today is the anniversary of the departure of the Holy Father, Saint Porphyry, Bishop of Gaza, in the year 420 AD. This saint was born in the year 353 AD in the city of Thessalonica, to Christian parents who were rich in virtue and money. They raised him on the Christian teachings and taught him the secular subjects. When he was 25 years old, he undertook the monastic life in the wilderness of Shahid, where he spent 5 years living in asceticism, prayer, and meditation. Then he dwelt in a cave, alone, where he practiced austere asceticism until he became very thin and was close to death. He went to Jerusalem, where he recovered by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Given what was known about him from grace and piety, he became ordained a priest, and then Saint John, Bishop of Jerusalem, ordained him a bishop for Gaza. The natives of the city were heathen, and they rebelled against the saint and wanted to kill him, but he disappeared away from them. In those days, it did not rain, and a great famine befell the land of Palestine. And so the heathen offered sacrifices to their gods in order for the rain to come down, but it did not, for the gods were false. And so they sought Saint Porphyry, with whose prayers God sent down rain. Consequently, many of the pagans believed, and they were baptized in the name of the Holy Trinity. This saint built a large church in Gaza City with the help of Empress Eudoxia, the wife of Emperor Arcadius. He also shepherded the church of the Lord with wisdom and piety, and he cared for the widows and the needy, and he encouraged the young people repeatedly on the life of piety, purity, and virginity. When he completed his good endeavor, he departed in peace after serving the Lord and the church for 24 years. May his prayer be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 1387 AD, Anba Hadid, the presbyter, departed. This saint was born in the village of Singar, nearby El Barolos Lake, to pious parents. His father was a fisherman, and he and his wife had no children. And then his mother saw a vision at night, a luminous angel telling her, "God shall grant you a blessed son that would be a shepherd for the people." And when God fulfilled his promise to him to call the child Hadid, and God fulfilled his promise, and she gave birth to this saint, and she called him Hadid. And they raised him on the Christian teachings, and he persevered unceasingly on fasting and prayer. When Hadid grew up, his mother suggested that he get married, but he refused. And Hadid worked with his father in fishing, and his virtues became well known. Fearing the snares of Satan, Hadid left and worked as a laborer and donated what he earned and served the needy in his spare time. He desired the monastic life and wanted to go to the wilderness of St. Macarius, but the Blessed Virgin St. Mary appeared to him in a vision and told him that the Lord wanted him to reside in a church after her name in the village of Motabas el Roman. And so Hadid went to that church and served there faithfully and humbly, and he devoted himself to reading and studying the holy books. The people of the village unanimously agreed to nominate him to the bishop to become their priest, and the father, the bishop, ordained Hadid a priest for them. He watched over the salvation of his flock, teaching them and giving himself as an example to them in every good work. He became known for performing healings and signs, which brought upon him many tribulations and trials, but the Lord saved him from all of them. And when Hadid completed his good endeavor, he became ill with a severe fever, and he delivered his pure soul to the habitations of the righteous. His people mourned him and shrouded his body and buried him with great veneration. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.